Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Joining us now are two voices from a debate that may have implications nationally for workers regarding the issue of paid sick leave for full-time workers. Dave Rattigliano joins us. He's the chef and owner of the Southport Brewing Company in Connecticut. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
What is the situation for your workers regarding paid sick leave? Do all of your workers get it according to your own company policy?
No, at the present time, we don't provide it for all of our workers.
And a worker who would get paid sick leave would be, say, a manager or something like that?
A manager and one of our culinary staff. We are able to provide it for somebody who works in the kitchen.
And the wait staff, the dishwashers, that sort of thing, no paid sick leave for them?
No.
All right. And tell me about this Connecticut law, which is going to compel you to actually change your own company policy.
Well, the way the law is written, if you have 50 or more total employees, you now have to come up with a policy where they're allowed to take up to 5 paid sick days of leave a year.
Now, is that an unreasonable law in your view, and how are you going to respond to it?
Well, in our restaurant industry, we look at it as an unnecessary law. This was a solution that was searching for a problem. My business and in most of the restaurants, we regulated sick time fairly well. If we had a sick employee, they would switch, or they would come in, or they would come in another day. We did provide it for certain culinary staff. So we didn't look at it in the restaurant industry that there was a big outcry for this type of legislation. There may have been other businesses where this was necessary, but not in our business.
All right. Dave Rattigliano is chef and owner of the Southport Brewing Company in Connecticut, grappling with a new law in that state, which requires a policy for businesses with 50 or more employees to come up with a paid sick leave program. Right. Go ahead.
Service industry. They exempted a lot of people. It just applies to the service industry.
All right. Before we talk to John Green, who's also with us, he's executive director of Connecticut Working Families. He's in Hartford. John, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Listen for a second to hear what Dave plans to do as part of implementing this law. Are you going to lay off people, Dave?
Well, there's really only three ways to handle the law, right? Now, if you're large enough and you can afford it, you come up with a policy and you come up with a plan and you pay the workers for time off. If you're close to that 50 number, which we are in a couple of locations, you get underneath the 50 number. What we're going to do, what we're planning on doing, is we have a couple locations where we're over 50. But really, it's a lot of part-time workers, a lot of people that, you know, have a second job or been with us a while and only do a couple shifts a week. Just going to unfortunately, eliminate those jobs, convert them to full-time jobs so that we get underneath the 50 number, which allows us to remain flexible and profitable.
I see. All right. Dave Rattigliano, pink slips, the solution there. John Green, what's your response?
Well, I think we have to just start by acknowledging one basic fact of life, and that is that people get sick. And so the question from a public policy standpoint is, you know, what should happen when they get sick? Should they be allowed to stay home and recuperate? Should they be able to go to the doctor and get medical care if they need? Or should they not go to the doctor? Should they not get medical care? Should they not stay home and recover, but instead come to work sick or send their children to school sick? And I think for most people, ultimately for most Connecticut legislators, that's not a very challenging question. The answer is clear. People should be able to stay home. They should be able to recover and get medical care when they're sick. They should not be coming to work. And when we talk about service sector employees, you know, people who do prepare and serve food, people who drive school buses, provide home health care for the elderly or child care services, making these employees come to work sick is not just unfair. It's unhealthy. And so I think the step that we've taken in Connecticut is one that we can be proud of, one that will be a model for other states and other cities as we go forward.
John Green,
businesses are going to cope just fine.
John Green, is it unfair to say that businesses are forcing workers to come to work sick by not offering paid sick leave? I mean, if a worker is sick, he can stay home.
Well, many employees testified in front of the legislature, wrote letters to their elected officials that they are, in fact, threatened with termination if they miss a couple of days when their children are out sick. And the reality is, again, in the real world, people have bills to pay. And people, especially low-wage service workers, many are living paycheck to paycheck. And the loss of 2 or 3 days' pay from that week's paycheck literally can be the difference between being able to pay their rent or pay their mortgage or pay for their car. It can be very damaging to their credit. We heard from employers who did stay home without pay when their children got the swine flu and ended up missing a mortgage payment and damaging their credit that they'll spend years trying to repair.
All right, we're talking with John Green, who's executive. Hold on just 1 second, John. John Green is executive director of Connecticut Working Families, who's the advocate of a bill passed in Connecticut which requires a policy for paid sick leave for some service workers and other low-paid workers. Dave Rattigliano, do you distinguish between no pay for calling in sick, and have you ever terminated someone for taking too many sick days?
Nah, we don't. Listen, the Working Families Party loves to make blanket statements about every employer. Not every employer is bad. There's lots of bad employers, but there's lots of great employers. We in the restaurant industry, for the most part, manage this problem very well with our staff. If you're talking about a waiter or waitress who's calling in sick, normally they'd switch their shift because, listen, they live on tips. Culinary personnel, we have a sick policy. Other restaurants had sick policies. We got wrapped into a law that, quite frankly, we're not McDonald's, we're not Walmart. I can't afford to be in this little group that they were going after.
All right, did Dave?
So they're going to hurt people. We're going to unfortunately have to eliminate some employees. No, I don't want to do that, but I have a fiduciary responsibility to remain profitable. I have employees, I have creditors, I have a family. I mean, I have to do what it takes. I mean, this is the reality of life.
Okay, Dave Rattigliano is chef and owner of the Southport Brewing Company in Connecticut, dealing with this new law. Before we go, John, we really only have 30 seconds. Are there different industries that are worse offenders? We've just talked with Dave from the restaurant industry.
I think in the restaurant business, the reality is that there are, according to the Center for Disease Control, 21 million foodborne illness infestations per year, of which half are caused by ill food workers. I don't doubt that Mr. Rattigliano is sincere, that he makes his best effort to prevent sick people from coming to work. But when people have bills to pay, that's what they're going
to
do.
John Green is executive director of the Connecticut Working Families Party. He's talked to us from Hartford, Connecticut, about a Connecticut law attempting to address a nationwide issue. 40 million workers in the U.S. do not have paid sick leave. It's the law in Connecticut. Thanks so much to both of you.